Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 10th of July, recording at 9:12 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights on what is a really important day in here today. First, the Asian stock markets were mostly quite firm, although Australia had run into resistance from the higher side of its range, and it's probably going to go back and test the lower side of that smaller range now, but this is the review, so the analysis in a moment. The European markets, quite weak. They started down and basically got weaker, with declines mostly over 1%. And Wall Street closed right on the lows of the day, down 148 on the Dow. That's over 1%, nearly a percent and a half on the 1.42 on the S&P, 1.16% on the NASDAQ composite. Now, bond markets, real strength here. U.S. Treasuries up nearly a point and a half. That's the 30-year Treasuries. And solid gains. The bunds up 83 ticks, the gilts up 76 ticks in here today. The US dollar was very much weaker. Now, you might be wondering, if you haven't seen any financial news, you know, what on earth is causing some of these moves? Well, the headline on the Bloomberg news item, and Owens used this today, is S&P may reduce ratings on $12 billion of subprime bonds amid loss output. I think that's, let me read that again. S&P may reduce ratings on $12 billion of subprime bonds amid loss outlook. So, while the U.S. economy appears to be avoiding recession in here, that doesn't mean that this subprime problem is over. I mean, how could it be? It took years for this to develop, and it will take at least a couple of years to really unwind it. And the fear that's swirling around the markets in here today is that we're going to see more hedge funds in trouble, and you know, this type of uncertainty does prey on nerves. Now, other drama here in the markets. I mentioned the U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar, I think I mentioned it, was quite weak in here. We had, we have right now the euro up to 137.33. That's a new all-time high, up 107. The dollar slumped 122 ticks against the Swiss franc. The dollar index is down 581 ticks to 8085. So the dollar was hit really hard in here. Precious metals mixed, actually. Silver and gold rallied a little bit, not that much. Gold is up 2.79 here. That's bullion to 663.20. Platinum was actually down a little bit today, surprisingly. Silver up 17.5 cents. Got back to the $13 level. And okay, well, so what's going on here overall? Well, first, stock markets are obviously being roiled in Europe and the U.S. by this announcement, the S&P announcement on the subprime loans. Now, it should hardly come as a surprise, but markets were up at the higher side of their trading ranges. And what we've seen up here is a failure. Some of them had pushed up out of the higher side of those ranges. I'm talking about the European markets now. And they're not maintaining those breaks out on the upside of these ranges that we've seen during the last few weeks, or I doubt many of them will. that have led on the upside. And we've seen some key day reversals in here, and that really does suggest to me that we're going to get indices pulling back down towards the lower side of those trading ranges, or at least the middle of the trading ranges that are unfolding. Now, this is not any kind of radical departure from what I've been calling for all along, which is that we were likely to see markets spend more time in sideways to possibly lower ranging to correct previous overextensions relative to the 200-day moving averages. Now, I wrote about those in comment for the Asian markets yesterday, and I've covered Western Europe today, although I haven't had a chance to post it yet because I've got a little bit more that I need to do in other areas. So this is more reversion to the mean activity. And inevitably, when you get a day with downward dynamics like this in here today, people are going to wonder if it's worse. Well, the dynamics have given a number of little short-term sell signals for traders. I did short late in the day. I wish I'd done it earlier in the day, but late in the day I shorted some DAX futures, German DAX futures, because Germany's had the best move on the upside among the developed country, bigger European stock markets, and is more overextended relative to the 200-day moving average than any of those other other indices. So I put on a little bit of a hedge short there. But do we have the ingredients for a major overall correction? Well, first take the subprime thing. It makes people very, very nervous, but it has been around for a while. Okay, it's getting worse in the sense that we'll wonder about what's happening with the hedge funds, as I mentioned a short while ago. And then there are all sorts of articles about the naivete, and rightly so. That there are articles about the naivete of the insurance companies and so on, and pension funds that bought all this subprime garbage. So that's certainly going to worry the markets for a while. The bond market signal's good, though. We're not getting a runaway surge in yields, rather the opposite in here today, those long-dated yields coming down. But that really reflects a flight to quality, so-called quality, because the credit spreads are widening and people are piling out of dodgy debt. And as a matter of fact, as I understand it, in that article that I read that Owen produced, that S&P rating may actually force some people to dump their subprime bonds. And so that pushes money into the treasuries, which all had upward dynamics in here today. So I think that we'll now get a second wind in the technical rally that those long-dated government bonds were actually seeing. But as far as an influence on the overall stock market, it's not that bad. Now, inflationary pressures have subsided, as I felt they would, a little bit in here. Now, that's despite the currently rising oil price, but it's the way the data is calculated. You know, you have some lower oil figures now that are coming in from last year that are coming into the equation, that sort of thing. It would be, one would have to be pretty naive to think that inflationary pressures were going to disappear in here. They'll just be disguised for a while. But nevertheless, that's a concern that is likely to lessen as far as the Fed is concerned and as far as the public as a whole is concerned. The dollar's another matter here. Now, normally, when you get a stock market selling squall, the dollar firms, and there's a good logical reason for that, because American investors have a very large proportion of, or are responsible for a large proportion of the capital that's pushed around the globe. So if they get nervous, then they start to pull that in, and it does tend to firm up the dollar. But the dollar is very weak in here today. And the long-term charts, now I posted them over 2 days last week. I think it was Wednesday and Thursday, or maybe it was Thursday and Friday. I can't remember. I think Wednesday and Thursday. But I did quite a lengthy review. And you might want to check that if you haven't seen it, because the long-term charts, I think, look really quite bearish overall. And yet I've seen in the first couple of days of this week and my brief forays into the gym and people talking on CNBC, they've been saying, well, the dollar's down where it's previously received support and so on, and is oversold. Well, the dollar is breaking down in here, folks, and it's breaking down from large trading ranges. That's what the charts that I put up last week were showing. So, does that have the potential to frighten stock markets? Well, yes, it does if it's a fast run. Now, as I've said before, central banks would try their darndest to prevent a fast run in terms of a sliding dollar, and they can succeed in that, but they may dither for a while. And well, it'll be interesting to see what happens. But suffice it to say, that dollar looks weak in here, and I think that is a worry for the for stock markets, although it's nowhere near as big a worry as it would be if we were seeing a melt up in, if you will, in long dated government bond yields. So at this stage, I'm not really looking for much more than that somewhat bigger reaction that I've talked about all the time. And really, the impressive thing is that so far that reaction has been almost entirely sideways. And the Asian stock markets have been a tower of strength. Their nerve will get a little bit of a test tomorrow. And the resources markets have been very strong. We saw a little bit of capitulation in the resources markets here today in Europe. And I would think that that's capped some very good runs in things like the Rio and BHP. But that doesn't worry me much at all. I have no intention of selling my positions. If they come back a bit more, that would create another buying opportunity, in my view. That's a very powerful bullish secular theme in there. And their ratings are low. The problem on this, as I've said for such a long time, is that the US remains a higher risk than it should be. And that's the problem. The problem is not bubbles in Asia, real or imagined. The problem is not the carry trade. The problem, I think, is just that overall financial health of the US system. That doesn't mean the US isn't a great country to do business, and it hasn't paid to underestimate the US economy, but it's the caboose, not the engine of global GDP growth right now. What else to mention? In here, do we have a few tradable short sell signals for traders in the stock market indices? Probably. Do we have some buy signals for currencies against the US dollar? Well, we've been getting those on a daily basis here. Yes, I haven't chosen to play those, but I'm participating in other things, as you know. It's just a matter of choice. Some other markets move a lot faster than currency markets. Crude oil steady in here again today. Let me just see what the range is. 72.64 got down to 71.60, was as high as 73.08. But needless to say, this is very firm. Article, front page article in the Financial Times today. I don't think that makes it a contrary indicator. saying world will face crunch in 5 years. That's the oil crunch in 5 years. That's the IEA that is saying that, the International Energy Agency. And I think they're right on that. And industrial metals, mostly a bit easier in here today, with nickel down more sharply. That's sort of broken free of that 35 region and is heading towards 30,000. My guess is that that would be a probable area of a bottom. But again, these medium-term corrections can overshoot. And the more important point is that with the medium-term correction in nickel, I think it's likely to be lengthy, so I would not expect a new all-time high during the remainder of this year. And it could be well into next year before we get a rally that tests that a high up near 50,000. But again, I wouldn't be surprised, as I've just said, to see a bottom near the $30,000 level. And I think that's pretty much it for another day. The interesting test, as I say, will be how the Asian markets perform. If they're soft, Europe will be, I think, quite soft at least on the opening tomorrow. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.